Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A mild evening is settling over Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant breeze while Jerusalem's skies remain clear. It's an ideal night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF chief states Hezbollah is exhausted and weakened following his visit to southern Lebanon. Also, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, earlier this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu declared that United Jerusalem will not be divided again during the Atarot Heritage Center ceremony. Also this hour, JNS reports that Zamir emphasized the IDF's readiness to strike if Hezbollah breaches the truce again, urging the Lebanese army to disarm Hezbollah. Separately, Ynet states that Netanyahu will not allow Gaza reconstruction until Hamas is disarmed, denying any intervention from Trump regarding Lebanon. And finally, I-24 News covers the IDF chief's assertion that Israel controls Hezbollah's tunnel network beneath Beaufort Ridge. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, known for his political insights, noted just minutes ago that Netanyahu claims some Christian residents of southern Lebanon have requested annexation to Israel for protection against Hezbollah. Amichai Stein, a prominent journalist, posted earlier today, aligning with this view, emphasizing Netanyahu's statements on Fox News. Open Source Intel, a leading intelligence analyst, shared just now that new reports indicate Iran's Quds Force is working with Mexican cartels to plan high-profile assassinations, including targeting President Trump. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post reports that IDF chief Zamir confidently described Hezbollah as thoroughly weakened. His remarks followed a critical visit to the region, underscoring the strategic importance of Israel's military presence. This stance is crucial as it impacts regional stability and Israeli security. Turning to Netanyahu's statements on Jerusalem, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights the Prime Minister's firm commitment to maintaining the city's unity under Israeli sovereignty. His words at the Atarot Heritage Center underscore the government's resolve amidst ongoing international debates over Jerusalem's status. This could influence diplomatic relations and local tensions. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Zamir's call for the Lebanese army to disarm Hezbollah comes after renewed ceasefire concerns. The IDF's readiness to act against violations signals a potential escalation if the truce fails. This development underscores the fragile nature of peace in the region. Moving on to Gaza, Ynet details Netanyahu's stance against reconstruction without Hamas's disarmament. He faces criticism from border residents fearing for their safety. The Prime Minister's denial of Trump's influence on Lebanese matters highlights ongoing geopolitical complexities. This affects both local communities and broader regional dynamics. Finally, I-24 News reveals Israel's control over Hezbollah's tunnel network at Beaufort Ridge. This strategic advantage underscores Israel's focus on undermining Hezbollah's operations. It reinforces Israel's security posture and deters future threats. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that an FBI investigation into Alarum has caused a stock decline and a temporary service suspension. This affects the Israeli internet technology company's operations and investor confidence. Separately, Israel Hayom Business warns against consuming Santa olives due to unregistered manufacturing. The Health Ministry's alert highlights the importance of regulatory compliance for consumer safety. And finally, Globes shares a roundup of recent real estate deals across Israel, including Tel Aviv and Kiryat Gat. These transactions reflect ongoing activity and demand in the property market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.